Homeland Security Committee Chair Rand Paul of Kentucky challenged Mullen for celebrating a physical assault that he'd endured in 2017 at the hands of a neighbor.
I was shocked that he would justify and celebrate this violent assault that caused me so much pain and my family so much pain. I just wonder if someone who applauds violence against their political opponents is the right person to lead an agency that has struggled to accept limits to the proper use of force.
I can have different opinions with everybody in this room, but as Secretary of Homeland, I'll be protecting everybody, including Kentucky, as much as I will my own backyard in Oklahoma.
Michigan Democrat Gary Peters also challenged Mullen about disparaging statements that he made about the two Minnesota protesters killed by immigration officers in January and asked if he would apologize.
You, sir, you called Alex Pretty, quote, a deranged individual that came in to cause max damage. Could we expect those kinds of quick responses if you are confirmed as secretary? Would you be basically, well, you did, you responded as Secretary Noem. Are we going to just expect that same behavior all over again?
No, Senator.
Mullen, however, said he will hold off apologizing to Pretty's family until after an investigation has been completed. His predecessor, Kristi Noem, referred to Pretty and Renee Good as domestic terrorists, which caused an uproar soon after the events. Senator Gary Peters also pressed Mullen about an overseas trip in 2015. Mullen repeatedly insisted it was classified, and he can only detail the trip in a secure location.
We talked about doing mission work, talked about doing mentorship, but they said official duties that was in your official capacity does not have to be talked about.
So where did you smell war?
Sir, I just said that this was classified, and the dates, locations, and admission, I've never spoke specifically details about.
Well, we can get that information.
That's fine.
Here, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome to get it.
We will want to find out more information
that's,
about
that's
that.
That's perfectly okay,
It's important
Senator.
To have the truth here and that you're portraying yourself in a truthful way.
Sir, I'm not portraying myself in any way other than you're asking the question. I said I would try clearing it up for you.
Committee Chair Rand Paul wrapped the hearing after more than 3 hours. Mullen agreed to meet privately with the senators to speak more about the trip after the hearing. Paul suggested earlier in the hearing that he could delay the vote if the issue over the classified trip isn't resolved. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.